So, Rafer.
Yes.
We're really excited right now, aren't we? Because the third Twilight movie has just come out.
It's very exciting.
And I just wanted to ask you, is it, as many articles are claiming, the best Twilight yet, in your opinion?
I have to say I was stunned by the reviews that this movie has gotten because I thought it was the worst Twilight I've seen yet. And I have to say that's saying a lot. I thought the other Twilight movies were knee-slappingly bad. And I thought this one really... I think the problem with this one is that there wasn't even enough knee-slapping. It was... This one I felt was so bad that I was too dispirited to even laugh at it. I gave it a real thumbs down. I may have given it half a star or maybe one star.
Ooh.
I can't remember. Out of four. But there you go.
Oh, my. Well, before I tell you what I think about Eclipse.
Okay.
Let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway producer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
Movie Date. Yes, sir, we're going on a movie date.
And let me just tell you, first of all, here, I crammed all three Twilight movies into roughly a 48-hour period.
Because, that is incredible.
Because I felt like it was really important for me before seeing Eclipse to make sure I saw Twilight and Twilight New Moon. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Twilight New Moon.
You wanted to know the oeuvre
yeah.
of Twilight.
So I needed to... I didn't actually cram the books in, though.
Okay.
I just decided to do the movies. I know some people would really study up and read all the books as well.
I've read the first book.
Oh, my God, Rafer.
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Before or after?
Before.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did.
Oh, God. This is going to all sorts of places.
And
okay.
And they say that movie criticism is not hard work. Man, I made it through that whole book.
Well, I will say this. For people who have not read Twilight or seen the movies, just a brief introduction. We have Bella, who is a teenage girl played by Kristen Stewart, relocates to a very small town in Washington State.
Forks,
where she lives with her dad, Charlie, who's a police officer. And there in the small town, in this high school where she's embraced by all these students from day one, she encounters some very intriguing students who happen to be vampires. And,
correct,
of course, falls madly in love with one of them, played by R. Patz. Robert
mm-hmm.
Pattinson.
Yes.
And his name is Edward.
Right.
Edward Cullen. And then we also have Jacob, one of her friends who, through her dad, she met because his father's friends with her father. And
yes,
he is part of a Native American tribe of shapeshifters who turn into wolves in their spare time.
That's right.
Yes. So this is the general story.
That's the love triangle.
Werewolf,
vampire.
Who do you choose?
Which do you choose?
You know? And so this third movie really just deals with that love triangle.
Right.
Which I found to be very irritating. And I found the pettiness of our vampire, the bickering of our vampire, Edward Cullen, to be downright un-vampire-like.
Yes.
A vampire is supposed to be above it all. He's
yes.
supposed to be cocky, a little bit sexy. He's supposed to draw you in. He's not supposed to be like, no, she's mine.
Yes.
What are you doing? She's mine. And then my favorite line, do you even own a shirt?
Yes. To Jacob, yes, the shirtless Taylor Lautner. Yes.
Taylor Lautner, who never has a shirt on. He's very much like Marky Mark in Date Night.
Yes,
he just
indeed.
Never has a shirt on.
It yes,
can be
indeed.
Snowing outside.
That's right.
And it's
That's
like,
right. It is. It is literally
is.
Snowing
it's
outside in the movie, and he's got no shirt on. That's
he's
right.
He's got no shirt on. But he's just this bickering, sad, pathetic vampire.
Yes.
And that's not what I want in a vampire.
As a side note, just mm-hmm. quick side note, do you think Taylor Lautner is a good actor? Because I actually do. I think he's the best actor of the bunch.
Absolutely. And I was kind of shocked by that because I went into all of these Twilight movies having only seen pictures of them in the celebrity rags that
yeah.
I love to read. And when I saw the celebrity rags, I thought, oh, he just looks like kind of a little boyish. And
mm-hmm.
he looks, you know, he looks like he wouldn't be in a heterosexual love story to me.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah, so I've heard from others. Yes.
And so I was really surprised watching the movie that, oh, he's actually a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Pattinson is possibly the worst actor I've ever seen on screen ever,
yeah.
possibly. And I went to Showgirls on opening day, so that's saying a lot. This is
okay.
really not good acting.
Wow. Merciless.
Yeah.
Okay. But back to your original point. I agree with you about the behavior of the vampires in this movie. And I think that's one of the things that's so disappointing about the vampires in Twilight. If you let me go back and you look at certainly in movie history, vampires have been predators. They've been most particularly the period of vampires that I like in the 80s. They were corruptors, not so much predators, but corruptors. They were gonna turn you into one of their debauched own. And you know, Near Dark, Interview with the Vampire. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, The Hunger.
I forgot about The Hunger. So
yeah.
Good.
The definitive goth vampire movie.
I like your pendant. Egyptian. You know, it was the symbol of everlasting life.
And these vampires kind of aren't vampires. They don't suck human blood. They don't prey on anybody, and they are out there to protect you, the human. Which to me, I just start to feel like, so what's the actual vampire part that we're talking about? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they might suck on your blood.
Maybe.
But mostly just to get the venom out after another vampire has...
Right.
Yeah, there's that issue. But I also don't like that they are lacking the vulnerabilities that certain vampires should have. Like, in the vampire
sunlight.
In the vampire rule book, you're supposed to be destroyed by sunlight.
Right.
Warded
off by garlic.
Possibly by a crucifix.
Or a crucifix.
You can die easily with a stake to the chest, right?
Stake to the chest, that's right.
And then...
Wooden stake.
A wooden stake to the heart. And there's just these vampire elements that I think are missing.
Right.
That,
can't see yourself in a mirror.
Oh, yeah. And you're not supposed to show up in photographs either, right?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
And, and all these things, there's points where in the second movie, Bella is looking at pictures of Edward. And I'm like, shouldn't that picture be empty? It should just be like a picture of a wall.
Yeah, shouldn't that just be your polo shirt and your Hugo Boss blazer and nothing else? Right. Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
And I wanted those vampire rules to stay intact because part of what makes vampires interesting is that those rules exist. And
right.
How do you work around those rules and with those rules?
Right. I agree. And here's the problem. I'm all for messing around with archetypes. I think that's how you get interesting new movies. That's how you get interesting new characters, right? Like, I was thinking about, you know, Batman's a good example. I mean, you turn Batman into this kind of aging, paunchy, vigilante character, and all of a sudden it's a whole new Batman, and it's kind of interesting, right? Or you have someone like Dexter from the show Dexter, mm-hmm. where it's the serial killer who's become a serial killer hunter. You know, he's become a detective. Kind of interesting. But if you had, say, like if you were going to write a script about Darth Vader, and you were going to say, I'm going to write a script about Darth Vader, it's going to be an action sci-fi film, only this time Darth Vader is not going to want to conquer the universe, and he'll actually be a really engaged, caring father with Luke, you just think, well, that's either A, a stupid movie, or B, you've written a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I object to with Twilight. It's a comedy, right? they've flipped the vampire myth so far on its head that it's actually funny, and it doesn't know how funny it is. Unaware of it.
There are major tonal issues
in
all of these Twilight movies where I think at moments they try to throw in some humor, but mostly they don't realize the funniest parts are when they're not trying to be funny.
Well, the humor is all kind of cheeky funny about, you know, aren't we all kind of adorable, you know? I am hotter than you, says the werewolf to the vampire, because the vampire is undead. Ha ha.
You know, cold-blooded. I'm a vampire.
Right. It's nerd humor in some way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're right that the funniest moments are when they don't realize it at all, you know?
And it's unfortunate that I almost feel like they take themselves too seriously for what they are.
Oh, my God, they take themselves deadly seriously.
And if they were deadly serious throughout the whole thing, I think I would be fine with that. But there are these points where they go off. And, for example, in the first movie where they decide to just have this fun, rollicking baseball day.
It's astounding, right? The vampire baseball game. Like, have you ever seen anything stupider in your life? It's incredible.
It's so bad. And I think these movies are strongest when they actually just stick to one tone through the whole thing and don't try to go off on those fun, rollicking tangents. And if they would just stick to, I am trying to figure out my path in this world, I feel like a misfit. And I look at this other group of misfits and I feel that that's the path I need to take because I live in a small town and I don't know any other way to be a misfit. I want to take Bella and shake her and say, you know what? move to New York. Move to a town that has more than 300 people in it, and you'll see there's another way to be a misfit. But if we stuck to that whole storyline path, I think it'd be so much more interesting than if you went off on these little makeovers and dance parties and these other things that seem to happen throughout the movie that you really don't need to happen. Those things just screw up the tone so badly.
Right, right.
Either that or just make it wacky. Make it like Xena.
Right.
You know?
It's Xena funny Warrior that you mentioned Xena. It's funny you mentioned that because I kept thinking about Xena Warrior Princess the entire time I was watching Eclipse. I kept thinking, this is such sub-cable TV programming, what I'm watching here.
It's, I thought so too, but you know what Xena did right?
Yes.
Xena acknowledged that it was campy.
Oh, completely. Completely.
And it laughed Twilight, at itself and it winked and...
Twilight has no idea how funny it is. It has no idea how campy it is at all.
That's the big problem. CGI, the wolves
yeah,
I know, so bad.
It's difficult.
Acknowledge that they're, yeah, no, very, very bad.
And the problem is that we're going to be in for more because they're splitting the last movie into two with Bill Condon directing. So we're going to have to sit through not just one more chapter of Twilight, but one more chapter of Twilight split into two feature-length chapters.
Oh, God, no.
It's going to be rough. You and I will be back here two more times, Kristen, talking about this damnable movie.
Oh, God, I don't want to. I don't want to. I just,
it's a hard life.
I don't know. It makes me sad, too, because I feel that all of this had great potential.
Yeah.
I feel all the Twilight movies had great potential to be something better than what they were. And instead of just conflict, melodrama... And then a tidy resolution at the end of each movie.
Yes.
The resolution, which has nothing to do at all with the prior 2 hours of conflict we've seen.
Right. Right.
I just can't even imagine what's going to happen in the last two movies in the series. I know what's supposed to happen.
Yes, I do too.
I don't know if we should ruin it for our listeners by telling them.
I think we should play that one close to the vest. we'll have at least that much respect for Twilight to not spoil the plot.
Yeah, I'm sure that most listeners won't be able to find any information on Twilight anyway out there on their own. So yeah, we better
right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rafer.
All right, Kristen.